Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. And thanks for joining us online, too, at kpcg.fm. There are so many benefits that come from studying the Bible. As we've seen in past programs, the Bible is the world's most popular and at the same time the most misunderstood book. But if we let the Bible correct us, if we let God's Word change our lives, if we live by every word of God, Bible study has incredible benefits for us. It will change our lives. It will change your life. It will revolutionize your life. Lots of books make that claim, self-help books and the like. And the Bible's the only book where it's a 100% guarantee that if you follow it, it will radically change your life for the better. It will improve your life. So today, let's look at some of the benefits of studying the Word of God. So many benefits that come from studying God's Word. We'll take a look at a few of them today. And we're going to look at a few scriptures, too. So if you happen to have a Bible nearby, it would be wonderful to get it out so we can put this into practice right now and look into God's Word to see some of the benefits from studying God's Word. God speaks to us through His Word. That's so important. If you want to know what God's thinking and what His mind is, you have to study the Word of God to understand it. That's where it's revealed. As the evils in this world abound and proliferate, and we see them growing by leaps and bounds every day, we need more than ever to be taught, we need encouragement, and we need to be directed, and we need some correction too. We need that from our loving Father. Everything God does is in love. Even if it's corrective, it's in love, and it's for our good. God commands Christians to study the Bible. Anybody that is a Christian has to study the Bible. There's no other way to be a Christian. Notice 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We don't want to be ashamed by not knowing what God's word says. That would be pretty embarrassing to say we're a Christian and then not know what God says on certain topics. So we need to study. That's the only way we can understand what God's mind is. And so we can see here from 2 Timothy 2 that God says we have to study. It doesn't say if we study. It says that we have to. God expects us to study His Word. The word study in this verse means to make haste and be diligent about it. And many like to study right after praying. That can be a great way to do it first thing in the morning. And if that works for your schedule, it's great to make a habit of it. Start the day off with prayer and with Bible study. And that way the right foundation is set for the day ahead. And now it means probably getting up early, getting up maybe even earlier if it's a new habit. But that's what Christ did. That's what Christ did, to have time with His Father. Let's take a look at that in Mark, the book of Mark, Mark 1 and verse 35. This is what Christ did, and Christ is our example. It says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." So He got very close to His Father first thing in the morning. It says a great while before day. He had busy days. He had a lot to do. He was very, very busy, especially in dealing with people. And so He started His day with the right foundation, getting close to God in prayer. And then, of course, He is the Word of God. And so He went out and He taught. Now, we study that Word of God today, Christ in print. We need that prayer and we need that study. And, of course, Christ taught from the Old Testament, as we've talked about in other programs, because that's what they had at the time. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, which we just looked at, the words "rightly dividing" connote making a straight cut. In other words, it is God's urgent desire that we study his words carefully and follow his instructions with precision because he wants us to be happy, fulfilled, and excited about our future, in spite of all the pain and suffering in this dying world. True Christians should have a lot of excitement in their lives and a lot of growth and a lot of development, even though, of course, there are tests and trials, and we see some horrific things happening in this world. But God wants us to be precise about his word and not careless with it. And that means we have to know what it says. It's no different than following instructions to build something. If we're not precise in following the instructions, we don't usually build it correctly. And then we have problems. When we're building our lives spiritually, we have to be precise in applying the word of God. We have to know God's will. And we can only find God's will in his word. That's where he reveals what his will is. There are lots of benefits from studying the Bible, and we need to study it, study the Bible, to get those benefits. And so let's look at some of those benefits. One benefit of studying the Bible is that it gives us the right perspective. Studying the Bible gives us the right perspective. Let's look at Romans 15, and we'll read verses 3 through 5. And that says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we need to have that one mind. True Christians will have one mind. It's the mind of Christ. And that comes through studying the Word and understanding what God's mind is. And it gives us hope. It gives us the right perspective. And part of that perspective is having a proper hope. Now, hope is a very interesting concept because often we think of hope as a wish. I hope it works out. In other words, I wish that it works out. But when the Bible talks about hope, it's talking about really having faith because it's hope in God's promises. We can have hope because we know God promised it, if we know what his promises are, and that comes from studying the Bible, knowing those promises. We can have hope in them because they are a sure thing. It's not like somebody saying, "Well, I hope it rains tomorrow." If we have hope in God's word, it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. That's the type of hope that we need. And a real living hope, that right perspective, can make all the difference in how we handle life's problems and what perspective we are able to maintain. Whenever we're getting discouraged or lacking something we need, we should make it a habit to search the Bible and find what God has promised. God has given us plenty of sure promises that are full of hope, sure promises. And those are things that we can have hope in, real hope and faith. So if something comes up in life and we're not sure about what to do about it, get into a habit of going to the Bible. You know, we may not find the exact situation we're dealing with, but we're going to find the principle of the matter. If we're really diligently looking, all the principles are laid out there in the Bible. And there are some very specific things laid out as well. So that's a great habit to get into. Studying the Bible, it gives us the right perspective, and it's a very hopeful perspective. Another benefit of studying the Bible is that it enables us to explain why we have hope to others. See, if we have that right perspective, that hope-filled perspective, people will notice it. They'll notice, and maybe this has happened to you, where somebody has said, "Well, it just seems like you're a pretty happy person. You know, why are you so happy? Or why are you so positive? Or why do you seem to have so much hope?" Well, we need to be able to tell them why. Let's look at 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Now, again, that's talking about somebody coming up and asking because they've observed you. They've observed you being just a very hope-filled person. And they say, well, you know, what's your secret? What's the key to your success? And you should be able to tell them, well, it's because of God's word. You know, and you can study God's word to know what to say. You know, because it could be that you're having a particular trial, but you're having a lot of hope in that trial. And somebody could say, well, how come you're so hopeful? You've got this problem going on. You can say, well, I believe God's promises, and then take them and show them what the promises are that God has made, you know, if the person's interested in really finding out. So that's another reason to study the Bible. We have to know what God says so we can have hope in it and then be able to tell other people why we have that hope. And for parents, of course, we need to teach our children God's truth. Deuteronomy 6 and verses 6 through 7 talk about that. You know, if we're trying to get our children to be hopeful and be positive, we need to tell them why. We need to tell them why. We need to be able to tell them why the bad things that happen in this world are happening and what the solutions are. And we don't want to just have it be our opinion. We want it to be from the Word of God. And I have children, and so I have to talk to them about things too that come up. And I know a lot of us are in that situation where we see things, or we see something on the news, or even in our local, you know, day-to-day life, and our children say, well, why is that? Why does that happen, or what is happening there? And we need to have God's answer for them and show them why the problem and then what the solution is. And that only comes from understanding God's word. Another thing that we get, another benefit, there's some great things that we do receive from Bible study, and another one is that it builds our faith. Studying the Bible builds our faith. Romans 10 and verse 17, notice this. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more we study, the more we become familiar with how God guides, delivers, and heals his people. That enables us to trust him more easily, and it builds our faith. And getting back to the point about parents teaching children, I remember being one particular time when I was a child, and there was a severe storm coming through our area, and we were hunkered down in case something severe happened. I think there were some tornadoes in the area, and I was scared. You know, as a kid, you're kind of looking at your parents, and when you can tell as a child that your parents are taking something very seriously, then you get a little nervous about it because you know it's serious. And I do remember my parents talking to me and telling me about how God protects his people, and using a few examples from the Bible of where God protected his people and how he did it. And hearing that, it calmed me down. And I wasn't afraid of the storm anymore. And thankfully, we were protected and we didn't have any problems. But what calmed me down was having faith in what God's done and what he does. And it wasn't a matter of me just hearing, hey, relax and have faith. It was a matter of me hearing specific examples from the Bible. And it built my faith as a very small child. I was probably under 10 years of age, if I'm remembering the time period correctly. And so the more we get into the Word of God and we study it and we study the details of how things happened and how God, again, guided, delivered, healed his people, it builds our faith. And then, of course, we look at the specific promises that God makes as well. And we have faith in those promises. Faith is believing what God says. Doesn't matter what the physical evidence is. And that's hard because we're physical and we see physical things. We feel physical sensations. But faith has only to do with believing what God said. But we can't believe what God said if we don't know what he said. We have to know what he says in his Bible and then study those times where he's rewarded the faith of his people. Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. And so we can go through those examples. There are other examples, and it builds our faith as well. Notice Acts 17, verses 11 through 12. It says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. They believed. Why? Because they studied the Bible. That's why they believed. And it says also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. There was this group of people that were very honorable, and they studied the Bible every day. The readiness, with all readiness of mind, they searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So they had a great attitude in Bible study. They went into it ready to learn, ready to be taught, and they did it daily. And we'll talk about that in a little bit too. And their faith grew and increased because they knew what God said. That's why they believed, because they studied the Word of God. We need Bible study to have the right perspective, to be able to have a living hope and explain that hope to others, and to build our faith. And there are still more benefits that come from Bible study. And we'll take a look at some more of these wonderful benefits right after this short break. You're listening to Live by Every Word here on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We'll be right back.
The Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is a distance learning program that makes the Bible clear and understandable. The correspondence course enables enrollees to learn what the Bible itself says about subjects that affect you and the world you live in. This fascinating Bible course highlights and proves what the Bible says about morality, war, religion, terrorism, and other current events, focusing on the root causes of this world's many problems facing man, as well as their solutions. The Bible and this course also focuses on the reason mankind was created in the first place, the way to happiness, accomplishment, and fulfillment, as well as the truth behind important doctrinal questions, such as what happens after we die, the nature of God, the resurrection, the millennium, and other critical subjects. Enroll today in the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
This is Live by Every Word.
Welcome back to Live by Every Word. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. Today, we're looking at some of the wonderful benefits of Bible study. And there's more than what we're even covering today, but we're covering some of them. And hopefully it'll motivate you and inspire you to get into your Bible even more and study it even more. The fact that you're listening to this program, I think you are into your Bibles. But the more that we can get into our Bibles, the more benefit we receive from it. And the more our lives become exciting, the more growth and happiness and excitement we have. And after all, you know, if you're going to invest time daily to study God's Word and put in the effort, you want to know what the benefit is. And that's a natural thing to want to know. So we're looking at some of those benefits. Bible study is not pointless. It's life-building, and it's a life-guiding habit. God's Word lights our daily path. We have to get up and walk down the path of life every day, and we need a light to see where we're going, and that light is God's Word. If we don't have daily Bible study, then we're walking in darkness and spiritual blindness. And as we all know, when we walk in darkness, we stub our toe, we trip, we fall, we walk into something. It's not fun. And we need a light. And so we need a spiritual light even more than the physical light. Another benefit of studying the Bible, building on some of the ones we talked about in the first part of the program, another one is the fact that studying our Bibles help us think like God. It helps us think like God. We don't naturally think like God does. We naturally think like people think, like humans think. Notice Isaiah 55, verse 8 through 9. Here God tells us the difference between his thinking and our thinking. He says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Eternal." Very interesting there, because thoughts and ways are connected, aren't they? Our thoughts lead to actions. So if our thoughts are not God's thoughts, our actions are not God's actions either. Verse 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Have you ever looked up into the heavens? Of course, at night or during the day even, you can see the sky. It's a long way up there. It's a long way up there. That's how much higher God's thoughts are than our thoughts. They're just so far away from the thinking of man. And this applies to every human being. It's not just to our neighbor or to, you know, the guy that we pass in traffic. It applies to all of us. This is just the condition of man. We don't think like God thinks, and we need to get into the mind of God, and we do that with Bible study. We just don't naturally think like God does. So we need help in that direction, thinking like God. Notice 2 Timothy 3 and verses 16 and 17. It says, all scripture, all of it, is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is a scripture that we cover fairly often, but it's so vital. Verse 17 says that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, again, there's an emphasis there on works, on what we do. What we do is based upon the way we think, and we need to think like God. And, of course, verse 16 there lays out some of the things that we need that come from God's word. Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. Okay, we do some things wrong, lots of things wrong, and the word of God shows us that. And then it shows us how to be righteous. Instruction in righteousness. So it doesn't just say, the Bible doesn't just say to us, you are wrong. It says, okay, that's wrong, but then here's how to live right. Here's how to live rightly and make the right decisions. So we need God's word to be corrected and then to be instructed in how to do things the right way, God's way. And the result is, as verse 17 shows, that we can be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, no man's ever been perfect except for Jesus Christ, but we're expected to grow in that direction and become more and more like Christ, take on more of the mind of Christ and become perfect like our Father and grow in that direction. Thinking like God leads to acting like God. And of course, thinking like man leads to acting like man. And we know how mankind acts. We can look and see wars, violence. Look at man's history. It's been a lot of bad history. The carnal mind of man, just that natural mind, of course, influenced by Satan, it cannot please God and it cannot keep his commandments. It just can't do it. And you can see that by reading Romans 8, Romans chapter 8. We're instructed in Romans 8 to walk after the Spirit of God, not after the lusts of the flesh. Two different paths, two different directions. And this means, of course, that we need to be thinking like God, which requires God's Spirit, empowering our minds to understand our Bibles. So we need Bible study to think like God, to search out the depths of God's mind. We need God's Spirit to open up our minds so that we can really understand it. You know, do you have God's Spirit in your life? Have you been baptized into the body of Christ by a true minister of Jesus Christ? Not too many have. Some have been and have fallen away from it. But that's how God's Spirit is given. It's through repentance and baptism. And that has to be done in a very specific way. And there's a lot more information about that topic and lots of topics in the Bible in the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. You know, if you wonder about that, and if you have God's Spirit or not, if that's a question you have, well, you need to study this course and find out the process for receiving God's Spirit. And of course, God has to call people, but then they have to take that initiative once they're called to move forward and grow and search these things out and be baptized and receive the Spirit of God. And then your mind becomes open to the truths of God. And of course, then Bible study is needed as well. It continues. It's a continual process. But as Romans 8 shows, if it's just the carnal mind of man without God's Spirit, it won't understand the truth of God, won't even be interested in the truth of God, simply cannot please God. And a true Christian, of course, will please God. And so it takes God's Spirit. Enroll in that correspondence course. The Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is free, and it's at thetrumpet.com. It will get you going in the right path. Another benefit of Bible study is that it feeds us spiritually. We need to be fed. Of course, we know that if we're going to grow physically, we need food. Babies grow into adults, and they need food to grow. Lots of food, especially as they get to be teenagers, as many parents know. But the same is true spiritually. To grow spiritually, we need spiritual food, and that's God's Word. That's God's Word. Look at 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. It says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." How are we going to grow? By God's Word. The milk, the sincere milk of the Word. And we're going to grow by it. And it's really interesting because when a baby's born, I think we all know this, you don't give them meatloaf right away. It would be a real problem. They couldn't eat it or digest it, and they'd choke on it. They need milk. That's what they need to start with. And as they grow and as they get older, then they're able to get some other foods. And eventually they eat meat, right? They can eat some meat and some heartier foods. Now look at this in Hebrews 5 and verse 13 through 14. And as we study and learn to think like God does, and as we put into action God's way of life, we're able to gradually be weaned from the milk of the Word, and then we can digest the stronger meat. And that's talked about here in Hebrews 5, verses 13 through 14. It says, "For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." We all start that way. It's fine to start that way, of course, but we can't stay that way. We have to grow spiritually. Verse 14 says, "But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." By reason of use, right? Studying God's Word and then using it and putting it into practice and growing and going forward in life spiritually. We grow and we can understand some of the deeper things of God. We can digest some of the stronger meat. And that's what God expects us to do. That's what he expects us to do. I mean, humanly, it makes sense, right? If there was a baby that never grew, which of course would be very bizarre, but if we can imagine a baby that just never grew, it just stayed a baby, well, what would you do with it? Well, it would always be a baby. It couldn't drive a car. It couldn't buy a house. It couldn't get a job. It couldn't be married. It couldn't take on any of the adult responsibilities because it's still a baby, right? Spiritually, that can happen. To where if we're not using the Word of God and studying it and using it and putting it into practice, then we can kind of just sit there and not really grow. The parable of the talents talks about that. You know, some people did a lot with what they were given. Some people didn't do anything. And Christ will reward people accordingly. And if nothing's been done, well, that's not going to be a very good reward for sure. And it could even be a loss of opportunity in the future. And so we need to make sure that we are really studying God's Word and then putting it into practice in our lives. But of course, as we're talking about today, primarily, we're talking about putting the effort into studying in the first place. And then as we use it, we grow. And we develop and we grow up spiritually. Christ commands us to live by every word of God. Matthew 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." We do need some bread. We need some physical food. But we're not going to live by that alone. But we're going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what we live by and live on. And so, what's your spiritual diet like? I mean, if you know when somebody's, say, has an eating disorder, which is a horrible thing, because they're very thin, too thin oftentimes, and it's because they don't eat. Or maybe they're sick and they can't eat. And so what happens? Well, the body shrinks away. And if it's not corrected, eventually people die from it because they're not getting the nourishment they need. Well, the same is true spiritually for all of us. If we're not having a robust spiritual diet, we don't grow spiritually. We're, you know, are we robust spiritually or are we a skeleton? Now, we want to be robust, and that comes by living by every word of God, and that means eating it daily, you know, eating it. That's, you know, talks about that in Revelation where it talks about the little book, you know, where the angel said to John, eat it up, eat it. And, of course, we're talking about studying it, understanding it, digesting it, looking at it, and we have to do that every single day. You know, we don't forget to eat very often, right? We know if we haven't eaten a few meals. We're very much aware of that. Well, what if we missed a couple of days of Bible study? You know, is that something we're concerned about? We should be. So, because it's so vital for us, for our growth spiritually. Finally, the final example we'll look at today, or the final benefit of Bible study, and again, there's more, but these are the ones we're looking at today. Bible study builds our daily relationship with God. We live by it every day. We grow by it spiritually every day, and we develop this relationship with God every single day. You know how it is if you're talking to a friend and you haven't talked to him in a year? Well, you're not as close as you were if you talk to them every day. God wants that relationship with us. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. It says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." We can't stop the aging process. We all get older. We all are perishing a little bit day by day. But the inward man, the spiritual man, he's renewed day by day through contact with God, through Bible study, through prayer, through the stirring up of God's Spirit. The Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course says, along with daily prayer, daily Bible study develops our relationship with God. Allowing God to speak to us through Bible study invigorates our prayers to Him. Good communication is not one-sided. Have you ever talked with someone who just likes to talk and talk but never listens? How did you feel? Not very good. I think we've all been there. If we pray regularly but don't study the Bible very often, it's the same thing. We're doing all the talking and not letting God talk to us. You know, if we pray to God and we ask Him to give us an answer, are we diligent to go to His Word and look for the answer? Something to consider. The quote continues and says, "As we study, we get to know the mind of God, how He thinks. That makes it easier to talk to Him. We can talk about what He has taught us and rehearse it with Him. And if our prayers are getting stale and we're running out of things to say, it may be that we are not listening enough and need to study the Bible more." There's lots to study in the Bible. You know, if, again, as it says, if we feel like we're running out of things to say, you know, what about the Proverbs? What about the Psalms? Just some of the great Psalms of David, where he praised God and prophesied in a lot of those Psalms as well. There's a lot to study. There's a lot to think about. And, of course, a lot to pray about and a lot to put into action. And when we do those things with the power of God's Spirit, then we really, really grow and grow and grow spiritually. That's all the time we have for this episode, this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.